Lesson 3C, Exercises 4 and 5.
Many of today's most successful businesses were begun by a team of co-founders rather than a single entrepreneur. My guest on the show is business analyst Margaret Harper, who is going to tell us the story behind some of these partnerships. Margaret, are there any cases where the partners have known each other since school?
Yes, there are. Take, for example, Bill Gates and Paul Allen, the co-founders of Microsoft. They first met at Lakeside, the private secondary school they attended in their teens. Sharing the same passion for computers, the two soon became partners in crime despite their difference in age. And together, they exploited bugs in the operating system of the school computers to enable them to use them for longer. When Gates left Lakeside for Harvard University, Allen found work as a programmer nearby, and the pair began to toy with the idea of going into business together. Eventually, Allen convinced Gates to drop out of university in 1975 to create Microsoft, a venture that has evolved into the world's largest PC software company and has earned the two men billions of dollars.
Margaret, I know Apple was established at about the same time as Microsoft. Were the founders also old school friends?
No, they weren't. The two Steves, that's Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, met when Jobs was taken on over the summer by Hewlett-Packard, where Wozniak was working full-time to develop a computer. Although Wozniak was 5 years Jobs' senior, the two bonded over a mutual fascination with Bob Dylan, Jobs' musical idol. When Wozniak succeeded in getting his newly designed computer, the Apple I, to work, Jobs talked him into setting up a company to sell it. Apple was created on the 1st of April 1976, initially with the support of another of Jobs' friends, Ronald Wayne, who later pulled out of the deal owing to financial difficulties. The company took off with the sale of Wozniak's second computer, Apple II. And today, it is the world's largest IT company by revenue.
You mentioned one of the very first technology companies, Hewlett-Packard. Can you tell us something about the two partners and how they met?
Yes, of course. The original company was founded way back in 1939 by William Redington Hewlett and David Packard. The two became acquainted as classmates on an electrical engineering course at the prestigious Stanford University in California, but did not become close until they went on a 2-week camping trip together after graduation. Shortly after their return, they opened their own company in Packard's garage, tossing a coin to determine the order of their surnames in its name. Hewlett-Packard was the world's leading PC manufacturer from 2007 to 2013, though neither of the founders was alive to witness this milestone.
Yes, Hewlett-Packard has certainly stood the test of time, even if it took a little longer for the founders to bond. Margaret, are there any business partners who didn't hit it off the first time they met?
Oh, yes. We need look no further than Google. Larry Page got off on the wrong foot with Sergey Brin the very first time they met, on a tour led by Brin of the Stanford University campus. Apparently, the pair argued non-stop. Despite their antipathy, however, they found themselves working on the same research project into data mining, a subject they were both passionate about. By the time their thesis was completed, they had become intellectual soulmates and close friends, sharing the view that they could use their research to start a business. Google was established in 1998, and since then, it has expanded from being merely a search engine into producing its own smartphones and much more.
What an incredible story. So, it would appear that anything goes when it comes to setting up a business. Business partners might be classmates, childhood friends, or rivals. Margaret Harper, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.